Scott Sedlick, head coach of the Shoreman Wrestling Program. Coach, thank you very much for stopping on down. We appreciate you joining us here this evening. How's things been of late, and how'd the summer go for you and your guys?
Things have been pretty good. We are starting a season with 13 more kids on the team than we had last year.
Wow.
So that's a plus. A lot of my upperclassmen did a lot of extra work over the summer. So, you know, we're working hard, doing what we can.
Seems like the recruiting pitch for the wrestling program went pretty well over there in Shoreman land, huh?
Yeah, we're doing all right. We also picked up 5 girls this year, so we got a decent group of girls in the room. So that's a good thing.
Tom, that's incredible. I mean, the Columbia's blown up with girls wrestling. Now Avon Lake continues it. I mean, that's that. Wow.
Well, and I think in Northeast Ohio, I think once girls, you know, Lutheran West has had the team, but I think once the state tournament exploded, I think girls just said everywhere, when they were given the opportunity, Scott's given the opportunity, Danny's given the opportunity, Eric, they were always welcome in Elyria's room. But I think it's just they're saying, hey, this is something for us. And we heard all the coaches say the same thing, how receptive they are. I got to work the state tournament 2 years ago before COVID, and it was phenomenal, the competition and the tenacity from the girls. And I'm just really excited about the growth of it. How different is it having them in the room, Scott?
You know, it's not as different as I thought it would be. These kids, these girls are tough. Like, they come in, and it actually adds a different element of, like, respect and hard work, and the other kids seeing these girls working hard, and the mutual respect is really good. It's like, it's good to see, and I love it.
Are you going to be able to get them into some of the girls-only tournaments? Have you scouted some of that out?
They're in 4 girls-only tournaments this year, and then they're going to, you know, go to the district qualifier at Lutheran West. So, yeah, they're going to Mapleton and Lutheran West. And Brush has a tournament, and then they're going to Columbia.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'll see them over at Lutheran West. I'm fortunate enough to help out over there. Talk to me about, you know, you knew when you took over the Avon Lake program, it was a rebuild. You're, what, year 3 now?
We are in year 3, and that, you know, this is kind of a magic number for us, hopefully. We got a good number of kids out. We got a strong senior and junior class. So a lot of upperclassmen in the lineup finally. We've been wrestling with freshmen and sophomores the last 2 seasons for the most part. I took it over, I had 2 seniors, and last year I had 1 senior.
Wow.
So now we're finally building into that, and the kids are working hard. We got some tough kids.
I see you bring back Zick, Perry, Valerino, and Marconi, all district qualifiers, all kids that got through the sectionals last year. Is that your core group to build off of?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the seniors have been injured year after year, and they're finally getting healthy. And so a lot of these names are not, people aren't going to know. The Andrew Sullivans and Caleb Moores and Jackson Lesters and kids that haven't done a whole lot during the course of these years. But, yes, the core group is Nathan Perry, Mike Valerino, Joe and Jack Marconi. Those kids have been wrestling nonstop since we ended last season, and they're looking tough. It's a good group.
Was it ever a test of patience in your previous 2 seasons, Coach, with trying to get those underclassmen to develop and learn some of the things that you're trying to instill in them? Was that a frustrating process at any point for you?
You know, I really don't think of anything in wrestling as frustrating. I believe it's kind of a gift to us to be able to go out there and coach these kids every day.
There you go.
I got my dad with me at 71 years old, you know, in the National Hall of Fame for wrestling. He's in my room every day coaching kids. We love wrestling. We love coaching wrestling. We love building kids into athletes, into good wrestlers, and good people. You know, it's like we're not just here to build wrestlers. We're trying to build good people and a good program and get better at everything. That's really the goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, adding the girls in this year and mixing up all that good stuff, it's like wrestling is just, for us, we love wrestling. That's it.
So it seems like the vibes within the program right now heading into the season, pretty good, huh?
Oh, we're feeling good about things. We're excited for the Cobos Insurance Classic this weekend.
Right, yeah, that's coming right up.
And we'll see how we fare at that. It should be a good showing for us, I hope.
Yeah.
Coach, just talk to me a little bit about schedule. Obviously, you come out of the blocks with the Cobos. Great tournament there. But when you're trying to build a program, trying to find places where even some of those young guys can get some wins, and certainly nobody in the SWC is going to feel sorry for you because when you wrestle in the SWC, everybody brings it every week. So talk to us a little bit about schedule and how you go about working that to give your kids that need those tough matches the tough matches, but get those young guys that need to get some wins under their belt some wins too.
Yeah, we try to get a good balance. I mean, the Cobos Classic is a good tournament. You'll see a bolt of everything, a little bit of everything there. We go to Buckeye for the Mike Lewis after that, which, again, there's got some Division II, Division III. You got some mix of some things going on. And then we're going to Clyde, and then we're going to the Medina tournament. That's our tough tournament, getting to Medina and see where those guys really stack up against some real tough competition. And then we do another, you know, smaller tournament down at Northwestern at Husky Invite. And we go out to West Salem and see those guys out there. Or not West Salem, West Holmes, the West Home Knights. Go and see that whole different group of wrestlers you don't usually see. So you get that group out there. And then, you know, we got the SWC tournament and all that, sectionals, and you know how districts is.
Well, you hit on one of the things that's it's some kind can be a little bit tough, because, you know, the wrestling is extremely good here in Lorain County. And you have to be careful about constantly running in the same competition. You know, it's tough enough to see Elyria two or three times a year, but you don't want to chase them around at tournaments where you see them seven and eight times a year, or Avon, or any of those teams. You want to get your kids a good mix.
Yeah, I like Eric a lot, but I don't need to see him that often. But one of those things is that I want to see them more often early than I want to see them late. I don't need my kids running into the best wrestlers at the sectional and district tournament. You want to be able to wrestle those guys early in the duel and see what you got and where you're at and what you can work on and watch the film and do things, you know, like do some coaching to get them better. If you don't wrestle those guys, you don't ever know where you're at.
You know, and you mentioned your dad, and certainly Hall of Famer is probably one of the least things you can say about your father, because he's one of those icons. And I loved watching your dad as a coach because he was always teaching, and it didn't matter. We'd be at the sectional tournament, the district tournament. Kid might lose a match at the district, be done, and they would come off the mat. Your dad is still teaching. Talk to me about having him in the room with you.
I mean, I think you just said it all. The guy loves wrestling so much, he's always doing it. Being retired is a benefit to have him there, because – I mean, even today, he came into practice. He's like, I watched Bobby Douglas for 2 hours today. And I was like, you watched Bobby Douglas for 2 hours today? He's like, yeah, it was great. I'm learning new things all the time. I'm like, you're learning new things all the time. I'm teaching all day. At least you're there to be able to do some stuff for me. So, yeah, I mean, that's how he is. He's always learning more stuff, teaching more things, always something to learn new, I guess.
And how special is it for you to be able to have him on your staff?
I mean, it's a gift. I was out in California for 16 years as a head coach out there, and he was coaching here, and we always talked about what that would be like, and it never really was going to happen. Then I finally moved back to Ohio, and I got the coaching job, and after I got the coaching job, it was just a no-brainer. He was retired, and he's like, well, I'm coming out of retirement. That 1 year was great. And, you know, here we are.
How important is it for any successful high school wrestling program to not only have a good head coach in place, but also that good support system as well? It feels like, you know, I remember in my time as a high school athlete, there was only so much a head coach could tell you before you almost start to tune them out. But having that support system, those assistants, other players as well, athletes as well, it just feels so important for a successful program.
Yeah, I mean, I think many good coaches have always said you're only as good as your assistants. I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line. You can only do so much as a head coach, and until you're like, you're blue in the face saying the same thing to the same kids over and over again. You need other people to influence them, to talk to them, to get them to do different things, motivate them in a different way that maybe I'm not seeing. So that kind of stuff is there. Dennis Coffer is my other assistant. He's my upper weight coach, and he does a great job with those upper weights and motivating them. And it's just, we got a lot of good things going on. I'm just hoping that we see it this year on the mat. They got to do it. The kids got to do it, and it's up to them. We can only go so far.
There you go. That's simple. Well, Coach, thank you very much for stopping down here this evening. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your food, drinks, whatever you're enjoying over there. And thank you again very much. Best of luck to you and the guys this season.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Good luck.
You got it, Coach. There he goes. Scott Sedlick joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Kind enough to join us, give us some time. So we